الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد There is an incident mentioned in the book of Hadith about three people who were tested by Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One person, he was bald and he did not have hair on his head. He was also very, very poor. And when he used to come out from the house, he always used to feel embarrassed and felt very uncomfortable. Another person had a skin disease and leprosy. He was also very poor. Whenever he used to come out of the house, he too used to feel very uncomfortable and felt very embarrassed. And a third person was blind. He too was very poor. Obviously, a blind person would not be able to emerge from his house with ease and comfort. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed each one of these three people. The person that was bald, he made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala restored him with very beautiful hair. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also gave him a lot of wealth. The person that had skin disease, he too made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah cured him, also gave him a lot of wealth. The person that was blind, he also made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah restored his eyesight and also gave him a lot of wealth. And all these three people, the person who was once bald, the person that was having skin disease, and the person that was once blind, now they started enjoying a very prosperous life. With all the comforts of the life, they had now good health and they also had wealth. Both things Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had given them. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then wanted to test them. And he sent an angel to each one of the three in the form of a beggar. The angel comes and taps at the door of the person who was once bald, who did not have good hair, and he was very poor. He comes, he taps at the door of the person and he says that I am a musafir, I'm a poor person, I'm stranded, I require some help and assistance. So the person who was once bald, who used to feel very uncomfortable to come out of the house and was very poor, now good health and very wealthy, he immediately rebukes the person, chases him out and tells him, go away from here. The angel then tells him that are you not the same person who was once bald, and are you not the same person who was once very poor, and Allah has given you good health, Allah has given you wealth, you are so happy and prosperous, are you not the same person? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I was never that type of person. This wealth, I have worked for it. I didn't just get it like that. Goes to the second person in the form of a beggar and tells him that I am a stranded person, I require some help and assistance. This person who was once a sick person experiencing skin disease and also poor, he also rebuked him like how he rebuked him in the first way, even the first person. The angel then reminded him that I am you the same who was once poor, you had some disease and Allah cured you. He too said, I don't know what you're talking about. This wealth that I got, I worked towards it. You have to work for the wealth, then you get the wealth. This wealth didn't just come to me just like that. So I don't know what you're talking about, that Allah has blessed me with the wealth. Both these people, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala punished them and took away the wealth from both of them. The disease that they had, Allah put the disease back on them. And the wealth that they had, Allah took their wealth away from them. The angel then goes to a third person who was blind, knocks at the door, creates the impression as though he's a stranded traveler, and tells to him that I'm a poor person, I'm a traveler and I'm stranded. I want some help and assistance. So the person immediately responded and he said, yes, whatever help and assistance you want, I'm prepared to help you. Yeah, I've got all this wealth, take whatever you want. And any other assistance you want from me, I'm prepared to assist you. I remember that once in my life, I was a blind person. I could not even see the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, restored me with my eyes. I had to make shukr to Allah for that. There was a time that I was very poor, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted me wealth. Today, you are right at my doorstep. And how can I not think of the Qudrat of Allah and the help of Allah when I was blind, when I was poor? Today, you are poor, it's my turn to help you out. I have to make shukr to Allah for what Allah gave me by giving something to you. The angel said, or the traveler who, the angel who was in the form of a traveler, he said, I don't need your wealth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent me, I am an angel of Allah. Allah sent me in a form of a human being, in a form of a stranded traveler, to test you, to see that what do you do with the ni'mat of Allah that Allah has given you. Do you think of Allah's ni'mat upon you? Have you forgotten the past, or you think about the past and you apply it in your present condition? Allah sent me to your other two companions, the person that was bald and the person that had leprosy. But both of them never thought of the past. They forgot of Allah's ni'mat and bounties upon them. And they were ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. Allah gave them back their sickness and Allah took their wealth away from you, from them. You are thankful to Allah. Allah will put barakah in your eyesight and Allah will increase your wealth even more. From this incident, we understand that we should always reflect on the past. Many of us, we know from the background that we have come. We come from countries that are poor. Or probably, we come from families that are poor. Today, probably living in this Western world, we got some wealth. Living in the Western world, we probably got a degree or two and a half degrees. Whatever the case may be. But that should not bring about pride in our minds and we forget the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Should always think of the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember, halat always change. It doesn't remain same. Whoever is wealthy today doesn't mean that he'll be wealthy for the rest of his life. And whoever is poor today doesn't mean that he's going to be poor for the rest of his life. It is Allah that brings about halat and he changes halat. Some of them get favorable conditions. Some of them adverse conditions. All halat are from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These days are such that we turn it among people. There was once a husband and wife that were sharing a beautiful meal. And I gave this incident quite a few times. But any incident that has some morals in it, the more we remind one another, the more it helps us. There was a husband and wife that were sharing a meal. And suddenly a beggar came up to the door. The husband, he goes up to the door. He asks the beggar what he wants. He comes back and he takes part of the meal that he and his wife were sharing. He takes it and he goes and gives it to the beggar. When he comes back in the whole house, then there was tears in the eyes of the wife. The husband told to the wife, what wrong did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. I simply just took some food, there was a beggar there, And Allah told us that when a beggar comes to your door, you must rebuke the beggar. Kuch na kuch de dena chahiye. So that's what I did. What wrong did I do that now these tears coming out from your eyes? She says, I'm not crying because you have given something to the beggar. I'm crying because the beggar that is at our door today was my former husband. He was my ex-husband. And I remember one day, Allah blessed us with so much of wealth. And myself and him were sitting and partaking of some meal, just as you and I are partaking of meals now. A beggar came to the door. And my husband felt so irritated about that. He goes to the door and he rebuked that beggar. He chased that beggar away. I'm thinking about that condition when one day he chased the beggar away, Allah made him a beggar today. That was my former husband. The present husband then told to the wife that, do you know that day that beggar that came to your door, who was that person? It was none other than myself. I was a beggar and the husband, the former husband, was a rich person. Today Allah says the halah such that I am now in his place and he is now in my former place. Halat change from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why we should all never forget our past. Always think about the times when we were poor. Think about the times when we were underprivileged. And whatever comforts and ni'mats we are enjoying today, the houses that we are living in, there's carpets in the houses, there's beautiful beds that we have, beautiful crockery and all that we have in our home, everything that we look at, think about what our conditions was in the past. And this reflecting on the past is what even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does when he advises mankind. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about, tells mankind, now you are a person with a very strong body, your brain is moving very very fast, lot of strength and lot of vigor in your body. But remember, هو الذي خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة. Allah tells us, what are you making so much of gaman? And what are you having so much of pride with the strength that you have in your body now? Reflect on your past. Your initial was that you were the sand. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from sand. After that, when mankind was established, every human being, the inception of his was a drop of impure water. That's what he was. So Allah also takes us to our path so that we don't have any pride with our present condition. Nabi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does that with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. When you're not yateem, then Allah gave you a refuge. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. When you're not a person that is wondering about looking for guidance, that Allah guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. When you're not a poor person, that Allah made you independent. See, even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to focus on the past. And when you focus on the past, then and we remember those days when we are underprivileged, then we make shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ni'mat upon us. One woman, her husband had passed away. Her daughter's husband had passed away. This incident is mentioned in Bukhari, in Kitab al-Talaq and in Kitab al-Iddat. When a woman becomes a widow and she spends her iddat-e-wafat, that is the mourning period. If she is not pregnant, then وَالَّذِينَ يَتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجِي يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَأَشْرًا. If a woman is not pregnant and she became a widow, then she must mourn for a period of 4 months and 10 days. And if she is a widow and she is pregnant, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجْرَهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ, then her iddat is going to be right until she gives birth. But during that period there, while the period of mourning, that iddat-e-wafa, she is not supposed to be beautifying herself. She can't wear beautiful coloring clothing. And so one woman, she came up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, my daughter's husband had passed away. And she has some pain in her eye, can she put surma? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately told her that this is just 4 months and 10 days. Remember at the time of Jahiliyyah, when the husband had passed away, you had to wear the most dirtiest of clothing. And you had to lock yourself inside a small room for 1 whole year. Kotri ke andar mein band karna padta tha. She had to stay in the kotri for 1 whole year. And she had to wear the dirtiest of clothing. 1 year no bathing. And when she used to come out, she used to be so manhoos. She used to be so cursed that the people used to also think to themselves that this woman is indeed a cursed woman. They should take bad omen. It is mentioned in Bukhari that they should regard it to be such a bad curse that they should even take the dung of an animal. When she finished her 1 year of her iddah, they should take the dung of an animal and take it and place it on her head to show that she is a cursed woman. And they also felt that if she would touch an animal, then with the curse of that animal would also die. And Wati, Allah deals with people according to people's thought about Allah. And when this woman, when she finished her 1 year, she should touch that animal, and according to the thought and the framework of the people, that animal upon the touch of this woman would die immediately. This is mentioned in Bukhari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the woman, you're complaining just about the pain in the eye. Don't you reflect at the time of Jahiliyyah, where 1 year she had to stay locked in a room and she couldn't even take a bath. After 1 year when she come out, then she was still regarded to be such a cursed woman. So just tolerate this and stay away from surma in the state of iddat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also advising, think about the past. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also about the past. The two tribes in Medina Munawwara, the Aus and the Khazraj. They were two tribes living in the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, and before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they had so much of ikhtilaf and so much of differences among themselves. For every small excuse, they would fight one another and they would kill. And this killing would go on and on and on, unending. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and with the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittifaq, muhabbat and unity prevailed among them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells. Allah tells them later on, when the Aus and the Khazraj were so united, Allah reminds them of this unity, of this ni'mat of Allah, and take them back to the past, and he says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that Allah have united their hearts. He says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all of mankind would have spent everything to bring about unity between the Aus and the Khazraj, then nobody would have done that. It is only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that have united their hearts. Even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is reminding the Sahaba about the past now that they are united, but look at the condition of the past. During one safar, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I think it was during Hunayn or maybe before that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah out of Madinah Munawwara, and he took all the booty or the maal ghanimat. And he started giving it to specific people. So it came out from the mouth of some Sahaba that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving them and not giving us. This information reached the ears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gathered the Sahaba and he told to the Sahaba, he gathered the Ansar. And in that particular majlis, in that particular gathering, there wasn't anybody but the Ansar, not a single Muhajir. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, what is this statement I'm hearing about you all? Jo baat mere kaano ke andar mein padti hai, wo kya baat hai? What are you talking about? So those elderly Ansars, they said, O Prophet of Allah, we, the elderly people, senior people, we have not been part of the discussion. Ho sakta hai, baad no jawanon ne ye baat kahi. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that weren't you people divided and Allah sent me to you? Weren't you people in a bad condition and Allah sent me to you? And because of me coming there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed with so much of wealth and so much of barakat and blessings. It then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if the Ansars have to walk in one valley and all of people have to walk in another valley, then the Prophet of Allah will walk on the valley with the Ansars. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, لَوْلَ الْهِجْرَةِ لَكُنْتُ إِمْرَأً مِّنَ الْأَنْصَارِ, that had there not been hijrat, then I would have been an Ansari person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the Ansars, don't you like that all of people, they go to the houses with wealth, and you the Ansar, you go to Madinah Munawwara with the Nabi and the Rasul of Allah. In this incident, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he drew the attention of the Sahaba to the past, so that you reflect on the present situation and you thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the present situation. Even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us about the creation of this world. He says to us about أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. All these creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they presently what the condition is, but imagine the condition of the world was before. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala draws our attention to all the past things so that we may make now shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for our present condition. In fact, when we will be in Jannat, and inshallah Allah grant all of us entrance into Jannat and Paradise. When we will be in Jannat, then even in Jannat too, in order to thank Allah and to express shukriya to Allah for the ni'mat in Jannat, we'll talk about the dunya. And we'll think, dunya kadame ye takleef, wo takleef, this happened, that happened, whatever, whatever. But in that, by us thinking about the takleef of the dunya, we'll be able to enjoy the ni'mat of Jannat even more and more. So this is one thing we should try to create in our lives, that always make reflect in order to thank Allah for the present condition that we are in. Always reflect on the past. And ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we make shukr on whatever is the present condition. Otherwise, if we're going to lose sight of the past, we're going to lose sight of the past, and then we're only going to look for something, our focus is something more glamorous, our focus is going to be on something more better, then probably we will not get the tawfiq to make shukr. That is why always look at the past condition so that we will make shukr of the present condition, and that will even help us to make shukr in the future as well. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us among the shukr guzar bandas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that Allah save us from making na shukri of the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.